And now we have an article by Ken Brannigan, From Small Village to Town. As a person who's lived in my life in Benson, I was delighted with Peter Clark's article in the October edition he called From Village to Town. In particular, the two photos he showed sparked off some memories. And there's a photograph here of the High Street as it used to be, with a very old barn on the left. As a child, I lived at No. 3 High Street, just opposite College Farm. Not a case of just a lone lady on a bike. There's no cars at all to be seen in the photo. I can remember ducks, geese, and even turkeys waddling out onto the High Street. I don't remember any of them being run over by the traffic. We always had goose for Christmas, which we got from Jack Franklin's farm. Now, for the second photo. And this is a punt with a gentleman, and apparently it is the lock keeper doing his trips across the Thames in his green flat-bottomed punt. Where he docked this side of the water, there was a weeping willow tree with a large brass bell hanging from the branch. You would ring the bell if you wanted him to come over to collect you. I think the return fare was an old threepenny bit. I can't work out what that is in modern money. As to Winch Meadow, yes, Peter is right. It was a wildlife paradise. The bird life was fantastic, along with newts, frogs, snakes and butterflies. We used to have nature visits with our cub and scout teachers. I can't remember their names. The fishing there was also wonderful. My Uncle Cyril was a very keen fisherman and he often took me with him. I can remember him catching very large carp and also big eels, which were plentiful then. As Peter said, it was a wildlife paradise that should never have been built on.